It is an outside possibility because President Trump is somewhat unpredictable. But all of the evidence suggests, first of all, that there is no consensus, let alone a majority in the Security Council or the UN for altering the Iran deal. Secondly, that many of Trump's own security advice apparatus are unhappy with the idea that the deal would be altered. And whether he would go this far just to pander to Netanyahu is another story. And Netanyahu is not a world statesman. He does not move the world. He moves a particular lobby in the U.S., which evidence shows doesn't have that much influence anymore. Most Americans don't like Netanyahu and don't like what he stands for. He doesn't actually represent anyone apart from himself and a bunch of neocons who want to hit Iran at all costs. Now, whether Trump can overcome all of those hurdles to start anything is another matter. I'm happy to say I think it's probably unlikely that he will be able to do so. But it is significant that he met Netanyahu first for all of those reasons. Netanyahu is not an important states person. You know, he's probably less influential on the world stage than Kim Jong-un. And he's treated with the same degree of circumspection by most other countries as well. His only power is that he does have the ear of Washington and of Trump. And on that level, I've been wondering, I mean, Netanyahu is such an arrogant egotist, it makes me wonder, if he starts talking to and about Trump the same way that he spoke about Obama, I don't think this love affair between the two of them is going to last very long.